A recent hire by the Vermont Agency of Education had previously been ordered to pay millions for secretly filming two teenage girls in a changing room. The agency says it was unaware of Bill Simmons' conduct when he was hired in December. Simmons had been investigated by Burlington police but never faced any criminal charges because the statute of limitations had passed. And last year, a jury in a civil lawsuit ordered Simmons to pay the women millions of dollars for invading their privacy and causing severe emotional distress. Vermont Public's Liam Elder Connors joins me now to walk us through the situation. Hi, Liam.
Hi, Mary.
Can we begin, Liam, with when the Agency of Education found out about Simmons' conduct?
Sure. So according to an agency spokesperson, they didn't know about Simmons' conduct until a Vermont Supreme Court ruling in June. A spokesperson says once they learned of the situation, they took immediate steps, including a due process review. And then Simmons resigned from the department on July 14th.
Is there any indication of any inappropriate conduct by Simmons while he was at the Agency of Education?
No, there's not. A spokesperson says he did work in schools, including doing some filming in schools, but the spokesperson says that the agency is not aware of any inappropriate footage and said it will alert individual schools if there's any cause for concern. The agency says that Vermont State Police are also reviewing all of Simmons' state-issued devices.
Why wasn't the agency aware of the investigation into Simmons or this jury verdict that found that he'd filmed these women changing?
Well, the agency didn't conduct a criminal background check. That's not part of the standard hiring procedure. People can self-report their criminal history from the past decade, according to a spokesperson. But remember, Simmons never faced any criminal charges for his conduct. The only case that it had been filed was a civil case, and there was a jury verdict that says that he had invaded these women's privacy. But again, that's a civil case, so it's unlikely that they would have seen that in a criminal background check. Now, the AOE secretary, Zoe Saunders, said in a staff email last week that the agency is working to strengthen its policies to prevent situations like this in the future.
Police did open a criminal investigation, right? What happened in that case?
So police started looking into this in 2018 when a woman came to them and said she'd found a video of herself and her sister that was online. A friend of a friend had sent it to them, and it showed them changing in a dressing room area. The video was recorded in 2012 during a video shoot that Simmons had recruited them to participate in. So the police investigated and ended up finding evidence, including the cameras that were used and footage of Simmons installing the camera in the changing area. That's all documented in a police report that I read through. But they couldn't file any charges because the statute of limitations is only 3 years, and they were investigating this many years later, so they couldn't bring any charges. I talked to Tom Chinette during this, and he's a recently retired Burlington police detective who worked on the case. And he says this really highlighted for him how Vermont's statute of limitations laws around cyber crimes might be a little antiquated.
Once an image or a video is online, it never goes away. It's copied, it's reproduced, and even this video continues to pop up on the internet.
Now, I should note that defense attorneys will often say that outlier cases can make bad laws and that there's some good reasons to have statute of limitations, like it's important to preserve a defendant's rights during criminal proceedings, and it's good to have crimes charged closer to when they were allegedly happening because it can lead to better evidence which could corroborate or exonerate a defendant.
One more question for you, Liam. Were you able to talk to Simmons, and what was his response to this?
I did. In a brief phone call, Simmons declined to comment. Later, he issued a statement through his attorney, and Simmons' attorney said in the written statement that Simmons, quote, greatly regrets his actions and the harm he caused.
That's Vermont Public's Liam Elder Connors. You can read that full story at vermontpublic.org. Liam, thanks.
You bet.